What's your occupation? Current and or past, presently retired, although I manage a small equity investment company with several on-island clients. I previously worked in the banking industry and spent 35 years in the airline industry in various management roles. How long have you lived on Bowen? My wife and I have lived on Bowen for 10 years now. Who inspires you? Real or fictional, my grandchildren. I'm inspired by their curiosity, resiliency, and eagerness to engage and work with others in a positive and creative manner. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. During my time in Vancouver, I served as president of the False Creek Community Association, alongside Vancouver Parks Board, and eventually assumed presidency of all the community associations in the city of Vancouver. On Bowen, I was a member and past chair of the Parks and Recreation Commission and continue to volunteer at the Hearth Gallery. What are your non-housing related priorities for the next 4 years? 1. Ensure completion of existing infrastructure projects and prioritize future infrastructure investment based on vulnerability and needs. 2. Alleviate tax burden on homeowners by finding ways to diversify and expand the island's revenue and tax base. 3. Prepare for negotiations with Metro Vancouver on its proposed regional park at Cape Roger Curtis. How would you tackle the issue of affordable rental housing on Bowen? And, Bowen will be doing a full review of short-term rental policies next year. Do you have any early thoughts on this specifically, i.e., should short-term rentals continue to be allowed in secondary suites? Increasing density and diversifying housing stock in the Cove area should be the preferred option to assist with affordable rental housing. We need to work in tandem with the province to ensure we are incentivizing and streamlining approvals for new purpose-built rental housing while protecting existing stock so people can stay in the community and age in place on Bowen. Short-term rentals should be restricted to units without kitchen facilities so we maximize long-term rental inventory. The municipality should ensure that all short-term rentals are properly licensed. I'm a proponent of removing mandated parking requirements for short-term rentals to encourage people to visit Bowen without a vehicle. Property taxes are set for a double-digit increase next year. What will your fiscal approach be re? What municipal financial obligations are passed on to property owners? Nearly 98% of our tax base is residential and the fiscal demands on the municipality are growing. Unless we diversify and broaden our revenue and tax base, such increases will become the new norm. Simply put, this is not sustainable. We need to find ways to harness our growing tourism industry to cope with increased demand on infrastructure and its associated costs. Assuming the land sale goes through, how will you advocate Bowen gets the best result from the proposed Cape Roger Curtis Park? We must advocate for low-impact tourism and creating a park with the least ecological impact and negative externalities. We must prioritize active modes of transportation and limit private vehicles to be part of the park experience. Any park approval must be considered in the context of transportation demand management. GVRD is aware of the need for a cross-island multi-use path for walking, cycling and rolling as well as a secondary access route to the park. While their vision is promising, specifics still must be negotiated. What will your approach to tourism on Bowen be, and how would you strike a balance between the tourism economy and issues that arise from it? Ferry capacity, increased strain on island services such as emergency, etc. Tourism poses challenges and opportunities for Bowen. While a number of local businesses benefit from tourism, Bowen residents disproportionately bear the brunt of its externalities, e.g., less ferry capacity, crowding, increased infrastructure demand and costs, etc. We must focus on educating tourists and discouraging vehicular traffic from coming to Bowen. It should not be cheaper for someone to drive their car to Bowen than to park it in Horseshoe Bay. We must evaluate ways to benefit from tourism by participating in provincial-led initiatives, specifically designed for tourism-based economies such as Islands Coastal Economic Trust or Resort Municipality Initiative. Bowen's population rose by 600 in the past 5 years, and could pass 5,000 by the next census in 4 years. What is your opinion on continued population growth on the island, and the best ways to manage it? As a Metro Vancouver municipality, growth is inevitable. We must accept this reality and plan accordingly for it. Our official community plan, OCP, needs to be updated to reflect current realities. We need to find areas that can accommodate light density with the least impact and ensure we prioritize infrastructure investment and upgrades to accommodate new residents. Water, sewage and roads will need major amounts of work in the upcoming years. What will your approach to our infrastructure be to avoid surprise or rising costs? Getting a handle on our future anticipated infrastructure demands, accurate cost forecasting and scheduling need be a top priority for the next council. Bowen does not have unlimited funds, so we need to prioritize investment and take advantage of government grant opportunities wherever possible. We need to do a better job as a municipal government, communicating the state of infrastructure and explaining available options. Adoption of an infrastructure investment plan and policy will be the determining factor in creating a realistic timeline to avoid surprises. What is your position on the Bowen Election Islands Trust referendum, and how do you want to see Bowen's relationship with Islands Trust change, or not, during the next term? Keeping in mind the group has applied to the provincial government for a full review of its operations, I'm supportive of revisiting Bowen Island's annual tax requisition formula within the Islands Trust Act with the relevant stakeholders. Now that Bowen is a full-functioning and standalone municipality, it's imperative we conduct a service review to ensure we're not duplicating efforts amongst BIM and Islands Trust. Our contribution to Islands Trust need reflect the value we receive. And for fun, if you could pick a new animal to add to Bowen's mascot roster, which would it be and why? I would choose the orca. As our neighbor in the Salish Sea, the orca represents the revival of our local waters and reminds us we're a coastal community.